Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Stockholm, Germany. Let's start as usual with diaries, and we do have one diary by Manuel talking about this new cybersecurity framework. Now, this framework is mostly addressing critical infrastructure operators, but it can also be applied to other organizations. Just without going too much detail of the framework, which again, it's just in draft form at this point, a little bit sort of motivation to actually read this and pay attention. In my opinion, these frameworks are really important if you're trying to operationalize security. So really make security of what you're doing every day. It's boring, yes, but that's good when it comes to security. Security is usually better when it's boring and when it's not so exciting, like, for example, incident handling and trying to deal with compromises. So take a look if there are any bits and pieces that you may want to adopt. It's also a kind of a nice framework because it addresses different sides of the company, like, for example, management and technical. It's not just sort of a technical implementation guide. And in a second diary, Manuel is talking about how to use Nmap to do some more extensive vulnerability scanning. Again, Manuel, being sort of from the critical infrastructure sector, one of his concerns is that these vulnerability scans are not going to take down any systems, which is why he's shying away a little bit from the more pen testing and oriented software, like, for example, Metasploit and such. He really only needs to know if there is a likely vulnerability, but he doesn't need to exploit it. And Nmap in its more recent versions really gained a lot of scripting support that made it more of a full-fledged vulnerability scanning tool, similar to, for example, Nessus. In his diary, he does show a couple of examples on how to take advantage of this scripting support. And F-Secure is reporting new Android malware that is able to infect PCs. In this case, the Android malware, once it is connected via USB to a PC, will try to use the PC's auto-run capabilities to then run software on the PC and steal passwords. This basic principle, of course, could also be used by an attacker who, for example, tricks the victim into charging an Android device via USB and then uses that opportunity to steal passwords from the PC. F-Secure calls this particular tool USB Cleaver or USB Hacker and mentions that while this tool is mostly targeting passwords, other tools I had seen in the past were, for example, then attempting to eavesdrop on users of the PC by, for example, turning on microphones. And then we got a neat little trick and a tool from AlienWalls to try to detect malware a little bit more heuristically. It's based on a post by Microsoft, where Microsoft in its blog describes how malware frequently uses undocumented assembly instructions. Now, the tool by AlienWalls is really just a Python script that tries to disassemble the first few bytes of a particular binary and then alerts you if any of these undocumented instructions are being used. Now, theoretically, good software could use these instructions as well, and that probably sometimes happens, in particular if, just like malware, the good software tries to prevent some reverse analysis, but it's less likely because, of course, with these undocumented instructions, sometimes execution isn't all that reliable, may not be reliable in the future. So while it may work right now, and of course, malware is not really that concerned about still working on the next generation of CPUs, it may not work in the future, and that's why normal software frequently shies away from using these instructions. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.